Daniel J. Bernstein says that freedom means the opportunity to be what we never thought we would be. It is now our time to reflect and let the soul speak. Hello, and welcome to the Kindness Intelligence Podcast with me, your host, Chris Davis. And today, I really wanted to speak from the heart about the fear and the worry and really about what's going on in the world right now and the pandemic that we're facing. And I really do believe it's a call. It's a wake-up call for all of us to really think about what's important, what matters. It's essentially like the universe, God, source, whatever you believe in, said, I'm going to make everyone unplug and think and sit and reflect. And I think we're all in a state of worry and anxiety because we think we're free. Like, we have this sense of freedom, which I think we don't really fully recognize that we have. And because we're measured by a productivity or, you know, things that we do in action, it's almost like the rug's been pulled out of us and we don't really understand how to compute it. And I really was going to, you know, try and give you all these answers, and I was going to try and, you know, uplift and say that, like, everything is going to be okay, because I do believe it will be, but I don't think that's going to serve you. I think what's going to serve you and me is asking the questions. Like, this is an opportunity for you to question what you're doing in your life. I think the real fear that we all have is that we won't get to do something that we wanted to do, and that our freedom is being taken away from us, a freedom that we didn't even know that we had. The things that we were able to do on a regular basis, those routines, those things that we'd all taken for granted are now being restricted from us. So the real fear that we have is that our freedom is no longer ours. The choices we feel are no longer ours. And we had made them so sometimes on autopilot that we didn't even recognize our own freedom. And it's only now that it's feeling like it's being removed and that we don't have a choice that we're totally freaking out. And that's totally normal in every way, shape, and form. But it's a change. It's a change that we're all trying to understand and adapt to. And so instead of coming up with all of these answers for you, because I don't know your context, I don't know what you're feeling, instead, I wanted to ask you, and not challenge you, like, ask you, what do you want out of this life? Like, what have you put off? What have you not said? What have you not done? Like, what have you not given yourself because you had been in a routine that you didn't even consider was so autopilot? It's okay. It's okay that, you know, you question. It's okay that you don't know, because it means you can change something, and it means that there's an opportunity on the other side. I don't know how long, you know, the self-isolation is going to last. I don't know how long. I don't know any of it. But what I do know is that I can sit here and think of the worst case scenario and then read all the news and then pay into the panic, or I can start to really think about and reflect on what's a priority. Like, all the stupid things that I used to worry about what people cared about me or, you know, about what I would have looked like doing something or how it would have, you know, been received. Like now I feel like an idiot for even worrying about those things when, you know, my heart is beating beautifully, my stomach is digesting, I'm in full health. Like what have I not been appreciating? What have I been limiting myself to? So I think that's what I really wanted to speak to, is that, are we afraid of something that's going to take away something that we're not able to have, right? Like that's the point. Like that's the whole, you can find clarity in this. You can find an understanding. You're being asked to sit still. You're being asked to literally sit and be with yourself. Like that is, to me, the most amazing thing you can do. It's also the scariest thing you can do, because you have to confront things in your life. You have to sit with yourself. And that is something that everybody does not want to do at a lot of, that's the work though. That's the tough stuff. And I think I've been talking about kindness intelligence and finding about all these parts to love and really, you know, focusing on how you can make your life better and you can, but I have to trust that you can do it. Like here I am yelling in this mic all the time, how passionate I am about believing you can do it, but it's up to you. Like I can't change your worry and I can't change my worry. Correction. I can only be the one to change my worry. You can only be the one to change your worry. So in this world where we're all self-isolating and we're all just trying to make sense of it, think kind thoughts. Think good thoughts. Send people love in your mind. Think about all the fun things you want to do. Think about the things that you have yet to accomplish that you've, it's the opportunity. If you look at it that way, you're golden. It's this really cool thing that if we can just start to trust that we all are our own pilots, that we do have control over what we think, and that we can be positive in our own minds. It has nothing to do with action. I think that's where we're afraid. It's like the action part of us has been taken away, and it's because we've literally been asked to recalibrate. You're asking to reset. We're all being given the opportunity to reset. So don't live on autopilot. Don't, and you can be afraid, but know the fear, know what it is. And trust that, like, I'm just so proud of all of us for knowing that. It's like, don't be that light now more than ever. Like, you can do it. I never realized that it's like, it's this huge trust thing of, especially now, we have to trust that everyone can be their best self and that everyone can be their most loving self and that everyone can truly change what they think. That's the bread and butter of kindness intelligence. I thought by sitting here and really, like, you know, telling you all that you can do it, but it's up to you. It's entirely up to you. It's in your hands. How cool is that? Like, I completely trust your heart and mind to look after yourself, because it is up to you. And it's up to me to do the same. So you can let it run you, and you can let it just, and cynicism is not intelligence, friends. Cynicism and negativity are not intelligence. We are so quick to trust the negativity and the cynicism because they're so confident and know that the naysayers are just absolutely, you know, this expectant. But positivity we question, and I don't know why, but we do. But I'm asking you to veer on the positive side and to veer towards love in your mind more than ever now. More than ever. Question everything about the negativity. Question it. Don't trust the fear. Trust yourself. Huge difference. And that's where you can control you can't control the world and how they react. That's what I was trying so hard to do. I was trying to just, you know, placate everyone and be like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. I'm scared too. I'm scared. But then I realized it's only up to me to be positive for me and to be self-care for me and to look after me, because then I won't be able to look after anybody else. So here's your chance. Here's your chance to make a fun list, thank your body, make love to someone, you know, in your confines that you can share saliva with. You know, read quantum physics. Do something you've always wanted to do. Just do it, because that's what we're truly afraid of, that we won't be able to do something that we've always wanted and that our freedom is being taken. It's still here. It's still here, but it's up to you. It's entirely up to you, and I know you can do it. And I love you, and that's all I've got. Much love. Bye for now. You've been listening to the Kindness Intelligence podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in. If you have any more questions or feedback, you can reach me at Insta at KatieInTheCity30. Thanks so much again. I love you, and chat soon.